Each week we do have this part of our service that we call the Confession of Faith. It's not something that you find in a lot of churches today. Typically, you only find it in churches that have direct roots in the Reformation, Reformed, or Lutheran churches. But being that it is somewhat unfamiliar to many people, and many of you are still somewhat rookies to our congregation, we thought it would be important to highlight why we do confess our faith from week to week. And there are a number of reasons why historically this has been a regular practice in the church. The primary reason, though, is because the confession of faith is a form of oath-taking. It's a form of taking vows to the Lord. And the Bible tells us that one of the things that is permitted in the worship service is the taking of religious oaths or vows. For instance, in Deuteronomy 10, verse 20, it says, "You shall fear the Lord your God, you shall serve him and hold fast to him, and by his name you shall swear." Or you might think of the third commandment. Those of you who know, the third commandment says that you shall not take the name of the Lord your God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless who taketh his name in vain. Well, the opposite of that is to take his name. And when you do take his name, take it with love and reverence and with zeal, with vigor. And that's essentially what we do when we confess our faith. When we confess our faith, we are asserting that this God whom we are naming is our God, and we are claiming him as our own. You can think of it this way. Every time you say the Apostles' Creed, you're not just articulating the basic beliefs that the church has held to throughout her history. In reciting those words, you are publicly testifying that this God that you are mentioning is your God. You know, it used to be the practice in public schools before they got on with their day that they would say the Pledge of Allegiance. And every time they did that, essentially what they were doing is that they were taking a vow. These young people were pledging to be good citizens and giving their lives for our country if need be. In the same way, when we recite the creeds and confessions, we are making a pledge of allegiance. When we stand in the congregation of Christ and give voice to these words, we are taking an oath before God and man, saying that these things that we confess are the very things that we are willing to give our life for. So that we might confess our faith this morning and make that vow open in public before the world, I'd like you to stand with me today. We are going to confess our faith using the words of the Apostles' Creed. Now I'll ask you, Christian, what is it that you believe? I believe in God the Father Almighty.